Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Coverage of the SEC spring meetings at the Sandestin Hilton in Sandestin, Florida is presented by Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, Better Auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. And in part by Bet Saracen. Bet local in Arkansas with the only local sports book, Bet Saracen.
Trey, I hear you down there. It sounds a bit
yep.
loud.
Oh, does it? Do you want me to turn the mic down a little bit? I can do that.
Just a little hot.
How about that? That a little better? A little better?
It's about the same.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
It's like picking up a lot of the ambient sound.
Or yeah, it does.
That. Yeah.
It does. Tyline app. That's what it does.
You're good. You're good. We can hear you loud and clear.
I'll turn you down.
Oh,
there
boy.
There you go. You're good.
So, you're down at the SEC spring meetings this week. Those run from today until Friday, right?
Thursday. They've cut back. They used to go until Friday, but now with as many teams that they have had in the past in softball getting to the College World Series, they've kind of condensed them so that the ADs can get out of here. Now, the chancellors will still be here on Thursday doing some work. The ADs will as well, but they will try and get out of here about noon. 1 o'clock, obviously with Arkansas playing in the College World Series, Hunter Yurchek's going to have a time to get to Oklahoma City for that game. But, yeah, it used to go 4 days, and they've condensed it down to three.
So what's the main agenda, main talking points down in the SEC spring meetings this year?
Well, every year it is always based solely on football, it seems like. Now, basketball coaches are here too, both men's and women's head basketball coaches. But this is really their main time to get legislation changed, bylaws changed if they want to. If a school brings up an issue, they discuss it. It can get changed here when they have their vote on the potential changes to their bylaws. But this year, it's all about the CFP. It's about college football. It's about NIL. It's about should they break away and go their own route, them and the Big Ten? Would they break away from the NCAA and do their own thing and legislate themselves? Because there is no legislation in place right now across the board where every conference has to follow every single rule, and they're all together. So Greg Sankey's not in favor of a 2014 college football playoff. He said that yesterday. He said that in the past. He says in his mind that football is not a tournament sport. And so his thought is if you go to 24 teams, it becomes more of a tournament. And that puts more stress on the players, more missed classroom time. But let's be honest.
No one.
How many of them are really worried about classroom time at this level now?
I thought we were past the whole student-athlete thing. Are we still talking about that?
They're going to classes?
I think so. I think we're way past that. There are some bylaws that will be brought up for a vote here, but he did not specify that yesterday when he spoke to a smaller contingent of media before the kickoff, which is today. And talking about conference championships, you know, Arkansas baseball, just what did they gain from going to Hoover and winning those games if they were still going to get a two seed? Now, if they would have beaten Georgia, would they have jumped up to a regional host? Who knows? Apparently, all that was set in place before Friday, before Arkansas even got as far as they did in the SEC baseball tournament. And some would point to the SEC basketball tournament, the SEC championship football game. And he was asked pointedly about that. Would these championships go away? And he said there are contracts in place for SEC championship. So that game isn't going anywhere anytime soon. So I believe that contract is through 2028 with an option for two more years in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I know that basketball has contracts in place as well. So it doesn't look like those are going anywhere anytime soon.
I agree with Sankey that expansion to 24 games does seem like a tournament.
Yeah.
I wonder what his thoughts on the NCAA tournament basketball expansion were, which I think he probably was in favor in because it just means more SEC teams.
I think you're exactly right, Christian. And I that would have been a good question to follow up with, and I might do that today because He will meet with the media every day after they have their meetings, and he kind of lays out what they discuss throughout the day in those, and then we get a chance to ask him other questions. Yeah. And so that might be a good one to ask, and I think he would be in favor of, because if it would have been, what, 74 this past year, they would have gotten Auburn in to the tournament. But he did say this. He said, if you have 24 and they've had an outside firm run some metrics to where they took teams 20 through 28, I believe. And he said, if you go to a 24 team, they would have gotten maybe one or two in some years. In some years, they wouldn't have gotten a team in. But if you go to 24, you're still going to have 25 and 26 saying, hey, well, we should have been a part of that. We should have been in. You're always going to have those next couple of teams say, well, we should have been in.
I think the issue with that is it's always going to be in college until something changes. It's a selection committee, whereas in professional sports, metrics. Yeah. You know, there's just win-loss record with a few tiebreakers along the way, which is now we're seeing with Notre Dame. There are certain promises being made to certain programs that will make them, you know, automatic qualifiers for this if they do certain things during the regular season, don't have conference championships to deal with, don't have other things like a conference schedule to deal with. And so I think that's why you're always going to have that in college football of we should have been those next couple, the outside looking in guys.
You're the 25th.
Is because it's technically an invitational, as we've all pointed out over the last couple of years. It's not an actual playoff like you get in the NFL.
Wasn't Auburn, like 17 and 15 or something?
Ridiculous.
Why is anyone, other than Bruce Pearl and his little son, Nepetiz Pearl, why are they arguing that Auburn belonged in anything? Don't lose 16 games or whatever it is. That's ridiculous.
There you go. You're right, Pigskin, and I get that. And here's the other thing, too, that Commissioner Sankey said yesterday is you look at the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. He started a game against the Jets just so he could keep his consecutive start streak alive.
Yep.
And then he came out after that first series. That game didn't mean anything. He said with college football, every game means something right now. If you expand to 24, then you might have some games where they don't mean as much. Mm-hmm. And you might sit some of your star players.
Last game of the year.
That people go to see.
Michigan, Ohio State. Yeah.
That game will cease to be that important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it should be the most important every year.
So you got that, but you would also get more teams in if you expanded to 24 teams for the college football playoff. But maybe Sankey's thinking that it wouldn't be good for the SEC because it would hinder their chances at winning a national championship, which is the ultimate goal.
Well, maybe so. But here's the other thing he said, too. People talk about these automatic qualifiers. Okay, if you win your league, you're automatically in the playoff. He said they were against automatic qualifiers from the very beginning. Just line them up, go down 1 through 16, put those in. Right now, 1 through 12, put them in. 1 through 16, put them in. Put them in the playoff. And don't worry about automatic qualifiers because he believes that the league was stronger. Them and the Big Ten would probably get more teams in if you took out the AQs. Because right now you have, the Power Four, and then you have that group of five AQ that is always in there. He says do away with the automatic qualifiers, but I don't ever see that happening.
Trey, the FCS has been doing 24-team playoffs since 2013. So we've had a 13-year run of that. Is that why there's a push for FBS 24? Because there's already a format that's proven – established?
Could be. Yeah, could be. But Chris, he is not in favor of starting the season any earlier.
Gotcha.
And he doesn't want to start week zero. He thinks Labor Day is a good kickoff for college football. And so if you went that route, well, then you would have to lose the championship game because you would have just to get it to fit into the schedule.
Play, yeah.
Right, right. And then also, back when there was talk about moving to 12, and he said this yesterday, they had bowl contracts in place. And so if you take 12 teams, if you take 16 teams, well, then you're going to lose some of those bowl tie-ins because some of your schools are going to be in the playoff. So that takes them out of a potential bowl matchup. you move some up into a bowl matchup, and you might run out of teams because there are not enough bowl-eligible teams.
If we already thought he says that, the bowls were meaningless, this would be even worse.
Even more so.
You had 5- and 7-team programs say no to bowl
getting
games.
Into bowl games.
And saying no.
We don't want to.
I think we're there were four Power 4 5- and 7 programs that said no to a bowl game this
Notre
past
Dame.
Year.
They just like, we're not going.
Well, yeah, Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame was one.
You think this is not related to the SEC, but do you think we see bowl games go away in the next 10 to 15 years?
Probably.
I think you might, especially if it goes to 24. If it goes to 24, then I think bowl games are probably done with. If you don't make the tournament, you're done. It'd be like basketball.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make the tournament, you're done. Your season's over. So you've played your 12 games, and you're done.
If
it stays at 12.
Here's what I thought would keep the bowl games around for those 5- and 7 programs historically, because you got extra practices. So you would hear coaches talk a lot about, oh, no, mm-hmm. hey, even as a 5- and 7 program that was able to get in because of, you know, whatever your ranking was academically or something like that, they would appreciate the opportunity to practice more. But now that's all gone away because you have half your team leaving in the transfer portal.
Exactly.
And so there's no – they don't even have players to play these games anymore, let alone the opportunity to play.
Right.
So. Right. That's another good point there, Chris. And the fact that – what are you going to do? You're practicing those guys for the next head coach to take them?
Well, Trey, obviously, the big talking points you just mentioned, the one that I think is a little overshadowed only because they haven't figured it out yet, but the one about the breakaway from the NCAA, it also feels inevitable, but it also feels like they just don't have the structure yet, but I think they've been working on it. How close do you think they are to that? Because everyone assumes that's the eventual goal, is to break away and have a Super League.
I think there have been discussions. I would have to talk to some of the ADs down here to get you know, their pulse on where they are. And I plan on doing that. I plan on talking to Keith Carter, the AD at Ole Miss. I plan on talking to Hunter Yurecek, getting his thoughts on it. I don't know if they're all the way there yet. Now, have there been discussions about, well, maybe we do break away. Maybe we go this route. Well, okay, who's gonna lead? What are the bylaws going to be? I mean, that can all get drawn up really, really quick. But then you have to have enforcement of those bylaws. Like right now, or commissioner said back in the day, when an institution screwed up, well, you punish them 5 years down the road. Well, that didn't do anything for them right then. So they didn't really worry about it. So he was under the mindset of, let's go more timely punishment, not as strict, but more timely punishment, so that it hurt those that were there at the time that did the rule breaking, so to say. And so I think that if they went to that, then, and if everybody played along with it, then maybe they would be okay. And who's to say? I mean, look, LSU's going to be here. Lane Kiffin, Will Wade, and I mean, you talk about
Coach
just
o, Coach
what
o,
they
o,
have.
Yep.
Well, I don't think Coach O's going to be here, but now he's got a house down here. I believe he does have a house down in Destin, so he might be down here. Who knows? But you look at what they have, and Kim Mulkey on the women's side, and what Will Wade has done with the 25, 26-year-olds?
Just all professionals. I mean, it is what it is.
Professionals on the basketball squad?
These are guys that have been drafted in the NBA.
Just when you think Will Wade cannot be any more annoying or illegal, he does this.
He is pushing the boundaries of what is allowed. And they should make some rules to stop him. Stop it.
Well, and I think that there's a committee that's supposed to be voting in July on the age restriction. And so what is that age restriction?
Yeah,
is it going to be 24?
Brandon
is it going to be 25?
Was 28, and he was playing college football. So what do we do?
I know. All questions that have to be answered.
I think there's maybe one or two guys that Will Wade got that are just going to be ruled ineligible, but he's just getting as many people as he can.
Man.
I think so, too.
LSU has really assembled a very – unlikable coaching staff down there.
Between LSU and
it's like
Auburn
an Avengers team of unlikability. Yeah. Hey,
yeah, I mean, are they the most unlikable school in the league right now?
By a factor of three.
Yes.
I know a lot of people.
Here's the other thing, too. There's a lot of talk down here that Lane Kiffin might get fined over some of his comments about Ole Miss and Oxford, Mississippi.
Yeah, about the racism quotes.
Well, he's going to lose his honorary membership in the Klan at the very least. Said some pretty ugly things about those white supremacists.
Right, and there was talk. I've been down here a couple of days. There was some talk Sunday. I overheard a table talking at dinner about, man, can you imagine how much that ticket to that Ole Miss LSU football game is going to be this year? Is Oxford ready for that?
I can't wait to watch it on television. It's going to kill.
No, yes.
It's going to be awesome.
You talk ratings bonanza.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Trey, quick question from the text line. Difference in NFL college right now, NFL has a players union. They have a say in what is added, et cetera. College, you don't have anything. Players union has to be incoming. Wonder what Sankey thinks about that. Was that one of the questions about if
that was not?
Okay.
Was not.
Well, that's obviously a mechanism they have to pull to be able to negotiate for contracts. So
now they do have four student athletes here that kind of give the ADs and the chancellors and Commissioner Sankey some input on what they're going through throughout the season and what they would like to see that they get from their team. And they have different committees, you know, in the SEC that Commissioner Sankey has put together to where they have student athletes that are on, you know, like a forum to talk about issues that they see and what they would like to see. And sometimes bylaws come out of that. But it's not anywhere close to like the NFL players union to where they can say, well, you know, hey, we're not going to play that many games or else you take away a preseason game.
All right, Shep, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you all throughout this week down from the SEC spring meetings.
Yep, we'll do it next couple of days.
Appreciate it.